"It is nothing of the sort," said Summerlee abruptly. "Now that, through the intelligence and activity of Mr. Malone," I cannot help quoting the words, "we have got our chart, our one and only immediate duty is to get ourselves safe and sound out of this awful place." "The fleshpots of civilization," groaned Challenger. "The inkpots of civilization, sir. It is our task to put on record what we have seen, and to leave the further exploration to others. You all agreed as much before Mr. Malone got us the chart." "Well," said Challenger, "I admit that my mind will be more at ease when I am assured that the result of our expedition has been conveyed to our friends. How we are to get down from this place, I have not as yet an idea. I have never yet encountered any problem, however, which my inventive brain was unable to solve, and I promise you that tomorrow I will turn my attention to the question of our descent." And so the matter was allowed to rest. But that evening, by the light of the fire and of a single candle, the first map of the Lost World was elaborated. Every detail which I had roughly noted from my watchtower was drawn out in its relative place. Challenger's pencil hovered over the great blank which marked the lake. "What shall we call it?" he asked. "Why should you not take the chance of perpetuating your own name?" said Summerlee, with his usual touch of acidity. "I trust, sir, that my name will have other and more personal claims upon posterity," said Challenger severely. "Any ignoramus can hand down his worthless memory by imposing it upon a mountain or a river. I need no such monument." Summerlee, with a twisted smile, was about to make some fresh assault when Lord John hastened to intervene. "It's up to you, young fella, to name the lake," said he. "You saw it first, and by George, if you choose to put Lake Malone on it, no one has a better right." "By all means, let our young friend give it a name," said Challenger. "Then," said I, blushing, I dare say, as I said it, "let it be named Lake Gladys." "Don't you think the central lake would be more descriptive?" remarked Summerlee. "I should prefer Lake Gladys." Challenger looked at me sympathetically and shook his great head in mock disapproval. "Boys will be boys," said he. "Lake Gladys, let it be."